I personally must tell you, I have now seen so many big crowds in the summer that I'm very happy to celebrate this festival in a smaller circle. It's in the midst of the weekend. It's sometimes important for a community like ours not just to do things for the bigger groups, but to have something which is a little intimate. And I really was very, very happy when this opportunity for me arose. During this time, I should be in Russia in a festival with a minimum of 6,000 devotees per evening. There are many more, but in the evening, to this evening kirtan, 6,000 come and they dance, and it's really nice to do kirtan with that many singers. I should have been there, but then I received the dates of a congress which is very important for our community in Krenzlin. It is a congress organized by the Time Waver and Healy, and it's an annual congress. When I had agreed to come to the Russian festival, I didn't yet know the dates. They were not known at that time. But when I heard they were coming, or the dates are now, you know, it starts Friday, I think it starts. Friday it starts somewhat. Saturday it starts a little bit more. And Sunday also. Main thing is Saturday and Sunday. When I heard this, I thought this is my opportunity to escape the huge festival, and it is also an opportunity for me to celebrate Radhastami at this temple with a few devotees who mostly live here. When I came with a train, which is, after all, it's the company of my father, so I feel very much at home by traveling. And I can't say it's the company of my father. My father is was one of the managing directors for a long, long time. When I came on the train, in the last section, I met one devotee who said, "Oh Maharaj, I'm sorry I missed Jamashtami." And I said, from Krishna's point of view, when you come to Radhastami, you have not missed anything. Because Krishna constantly thinks of Srimati Radharani and of all the devotees who please Krishna. Radharani is the foremost, the first. And the way to obtain Krishna's mercy, full mercy, in the most easiest way, is to go to his dearest devotee, Srimati Radharani. I believe the concept is similar to what in Catholicism is there. You know, you go to Mother Maria, the very female, very affectionate divinity, she gives you, when she gives you her mercy, nothing is impossible. So yes, when you have Radharani's mercy, nothing is impossible. And we will have a few steps, especially tomorrow, where we do something which I always wanted to do on Radhastami, a little flower festival for Radharani. And I'm so happy that we kept the rain of flowers here, which is still, it continued from Jamashtami up to Radhastami. It's still going on. So I invite you really into a festival which has more of a personal nature. When you have these big festivals, and for us in Germany, Jamashtami is most probably our biggest temple, our biggest festival here in Goloka Dham. When you have a big festival, you see many devotees, you have many things going, many meetings at the site. When there's a small festival, you have just Radharani. So that is very preferable, that is very much, it's better. So, yeah, I will sing a little bit with you, and then I will explain something about Srimati Radharani and do something, a little meditation in preparation for the Radhastami festival. So I just need to see with Gaur Krishna. There's a very nice song. Do you have songbooks? Well, I don't know. Is this Ra? No. Damodara Radhi Vadana Vesha. This is a song which Prabhupada used to sing. Radhe. Ja, wo wusstest du das? Ja, so we have so. Wie viel haben wir denn? How many songbooks do we have of this? Can you? Aha, it's page 85. Please get a songbook. A few of you can share one songbook, and then. Lava gekocht, ne? Also, aber wir kennen uns ja. Everyone has a songbook? Oh, we have more? It's there? Which tonality? Yeah, it's... Then it's B? Can we do A sharp, please? Yes, oh Radha, oh beloved of Madhava. Anyone knows how to make this a little louder? Then I don't need to shout. Oh, you who are worshipped by all the young girls of Gokula, all glories unto you. All glories unto you. And now Radharani's dress is described. Oh, who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you. O Queen of Vrindavan, which is the pleasure grove of Lord Hari. O new moon, who has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu, O friend of Lalita, O you who make Vishakha loyal to you, due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness, kindness, and faithfulness to Krishna. O you who are filled with compassion, O you whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages Sanaka and Sanatana, O Radha, please be merciful unto me. Radhe, Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Damodara Rati Varana Veshe Harinishkuta Vrinda Vipineshe Damodara Rati Varana Veshe Harinishkuta Vrinda Damodara Rati Varana Veshe Harinishkuta Vrinda Vipineshe Damodara Rati Varana Veshe Harinishkuta Vrinda Vipineshe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni O Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Mrishabhanu Dati Navashashileke Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishake Mrishabhanu Dati Navashashileke Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishake O Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite O Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni mandala mohite. Karunam kurumayi karuna barite sanaka sanatana vanita charite. Aibo karunam kurumayi karuna barite sanaka sanatana vanita charite. Oh, Radhe de de amata vadaite kokula taruni mandala mohite. Oh, Radhe de de amata vadaite kokula taruni mandala mohite. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bo. Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskachyade Satadine Sri Krishna. Sorry. Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama manda mate gati matsarvasva padam bojo radha madana mohano tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanu sudirevi Pranamami Hari Piye. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanta Namostute. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We only can see greater personalities through the eyes of greater personalities. In other words, only the great devotees of Radharani can give us something of an understanding of this most secret, this most confidential part of Krishna's reality, Krishna's heart and Krishna's mind. I would like to open my little introduction to Srimati Radharani today by telling you of an encounter. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the famous preacher, spiritual master, founder of and reviver of the Gaudiya Math and Gaudiya preaching, he had once walked in Navadvip all by himself. Maybe there was one servant with him or one associate, but as they were walking, they saw palm trees in the distance. Maybe they felt this wonderful cool breeze coming from the Ganga, which refreshes those who come close to her. And all of a sudden, they heard in this peaceful setting a deep, deep crying voice. Someone was apparently crying as if he had lost the most beloved person or most beloved thing. And as they were looking, they saw in the distance this very lean means skinny, as asset, this monk, dressed in just a little white cloth here, which covered him here. He had hair, he looked unkempt, so ein bisschen so wie zerzaust. And he was singing a song as he was moving. Kotae go prema mai rate rade 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 go jai rade. And as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came closer, he saw that this lonely person who was just walking all by himself was Gorkhasur Das Babaji, a venerable person who was never seen outside. He always stayed in the most unlikely places you can imagine, just to avoid public contact. Sometimes this great personality stayed in the caves which the crocodiles had dug on the bank of the Ganga. I also once stayed in such a cave for adventure's sake. This little hollow, you really have to bend low. Sometimes this personality stayed in a straw hut, but sometimes he even stayed in a toilet. Yes, it was a cleansed toilet. It was not a dirty toilet, but it was just a place where you would never think of finding a great personality, you know, at least not of visiting him. Every one of us can be found for sure on this place, but not to be visited. So this is how Gaur-Kishore Das Babaji avoided the public eye. But this time he was out in the nature, and he was just walking through Navadvip, singing the song. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati just walked behind him somehow or other, and he had something like a pen, and he copied down this song, which describes this esoteric truth or this hidden truth in the kingdom of love. Radharani is Krishna's dearest devotee, and Radharani alone knows how to please Krishna in a way that no one else pleases Krishna. Krishna is pleased by her words. Krishna is pleased by her singing. Krishna is pleased by her various association, but he's always especially pleased by her Anga Sangha, that very confidential meeting with Radharani. So if there is any way to Krishna's heart, it is through the door which Radharani opens. It is, or to put it in more simpler language, if you ever want to experience the great rasa, the great, let us say, taste, the sweetness of Krishna, really the essence of him, the most private and confidential and most intoxicating part of his personality, you can only do so by following the path of Srimati Radharani. So this is the song. I will say it in English to you. Gaur-Kishore Das Babaji sang, "O Radha, who are full of prema, full of love, will you tell me where I can meet you? Where are you? All glories to you. I have one request. Radha, give me your darshan and save my life. I am a beggar, almost at the end of my life. I'm calling out to you, Radhe, Radhe." And then he makes a guess. Are you maybe in Keshigat? Are you in Vansivat? He runs out to Niduvan, another forest. He tries to meet her in Sevakunj, in Syamakund, in Radhakund, at Kusum Sarova, at Govardhan. He is so much wanting to meet Srimati Radharani that he crashes to the ground. We live at a place called Gorabhavan at an ashram, and we live with a family who has a little girl, and the little girl, when she wants her father to come, she will call Papi, and then when he doesn't come, she would put it a little bit on intense. Papi! When he doesn't come, puts it more on intense. I think you get the idea. And finally, when her father does not come, she will throw herself on the ground and roll around on the ground. So this is what a devotee also does. Wearing faded and worn cloth, old cloth, not new cloth, not new internet cloth. Huh? He rolls in the dust of Vrindavan and he sings. Do you know what he sings? Radhe, Radhe. Tears flow from his eyes. He goes through the lonely small roads of Vrindavan. Radhe, Radhe. Then he sleeps for 1 hour 36 minutes. Wow! 1 hour 36 minutes. I did 3 hours this night and I feel as if I'm needing psychotherapy. No, don't worry. It's not so bad. But I feel very this evening. My chances there, I will rest properly. But he only 1 hour 36 minutes day by day, and he doesn't dream of ordinary things. He dreams of Radha Govinda, who come to him in his dreams. This is a song which Gaur Kishore Das Babaji sang, and he sang it in the mood and in the voice of a great old devotee of ancient times, Raghunath Das Goswami. So you can see there's a line of great devotees of Radharani extending from the times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the modern times. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he snuck up behind Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, who was to become his own spiritual master later. He took initiation from him and copied down this song with which Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was singing at his time. You know, coming into the role of Raghunath Das Goswami, this other devotee who was calling out for Radha everywhere. Why? What is Radharani's identity that it has moved over the centuries, the greatest devotees? What is so special about her that they have given up sometimes all other spiritual practices and just sit there and stammer, Radhe, 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 from morning till evening. They don't even chant Hare Krishna. They are absorbed in Radharani. What is so special? To answer this question, I would like to speak through the language of my own spiritual master, who was a great devotee of Radharani. In fact, his father, we are informed, his father was a cloth merchant in Calcutta, but he would rise up very early in the morning and worship the home deities. When Srila Prabhupada and his sister woke up as little children, they heard the ding-ding bell, ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding, and they saw their father was already up worshipping the deities. Imagine, you wake up and you see your father worshipping Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada says, my father's main business was to worship. He would get up very early, worship Radha Krishna up till 12 o'clock. Then he would eat prasadam. And then at 2 o'clock he would go into his little office and sell some cloth. And in the evening he would come early home and again worship and do puja and read the scriptures. That was their life. These are God-intoxicated saints who are so much in love that everything else is second. They will say, who's interested in money? Only poor people are interested in money. This is their vision, you know. So this goal, which for the modern civilization is the main goal, is not so interesting for them, except for those who obviously raise Lakshmi to do good things in the world. But their interest is to do good things, not so much money. So fine. Whenever devotees came or sadhus came to the home of Srila Prabhupada's father, Srila Prabhupada's father would stop them and would say, I have one son. He is also there. Please bless him that he becomes a devotee of Radharani. So Prabhupada, this great devotee who was blessed from his childhood by his father and the sadhus to become a devotee of Radharani, he says, we have to somehow come closer to Krishna. Now, how to do this? If you want to see the sun, you need to find the sunshine. So when you want to find Krishna, you need to find his energy, Radharani, that is also personal. So Mahatmanas tu mang pata devim prakritim ashritam. If we take shelter of Krishna's external energy, Maya, we are forgetful. If we take shelter in Maya, Krishna becomes very far and far away from us. But if we take shelter of the internal energy of Krishna, Radharani, because she's directly serving Krishna, that is different. And Prabhupada remembers his time in Vrindavan. He says, just like in Vrindavan, they always speak of Radharani because they have taken shelter of Radharani to approach Krishna very easily. Diving prakritim ashritaha. The facility of Vrindavan is that you take shelter of Radharani directly, and she will help you to approach Krishna very soon. This is the idea of coming to Vrindavan. Go on. Some of you, I think, have gone to Vrindavan. Most of you, maybe. And some of you are still thinking about it, planning to go. So if you go, this should be the motto. You should go to Vrindavan to come closer to Krishna. And how will you do that? You will take directly shelter of the energy, of Krishna's energy, Radharani. You will leave the material energy and you will take shelter under the spiritual energy. Very practically, this means you praise Radha, you serve Radha. While you're there, you're mindful of Radharani. You wake up and your first thought is, O Radha. You go to bed and your last thought is, O Radha, be merciful to me. you serve the great devotees of Radharani by supplying them with nice foodstuffs, maybe, or with any type of services which they require, maybe warm cloth. Now the winter is also coming slowly, not just now, but soon. And in this way, by taking shelter of Radharani and her great devotee, you will get the help which you need to approach Krishna very soon. Therefore, from today evening onwards, we will make a little, quite a nice meditation I've prepared for you to take shelter in Radharani, which is easy for everyone. It's not difficult, don't worry. From today evening on, from best is from now on, let us be mindful of Radharani more. Let us think more, let us think of our relationship to her. And for this, we need to praise her a little. We need to hear her praises. Radharani is so dear to Krishna that unlimited offenses are taken away from that person who chants just her name, Radhe. Yeah, don't be shy. It is good to chant when not, you know. There is a verse in which a great devotee of Radharani has written, Prabodhananda Sarasvati. You are fans of his writing. He writes, when a person once tastes the nectar of your holy name, O Radha, Lord Krishna becomes filled with love for him. He does not consider his offenses at all, even if such a person has committed offenses against devotees. Usually this is Krishna's, you know, that's his limit. He's merciful, but when he sees someone is against his devotees or is misbehaving and offending devotee, Krishna says, I can't tolerate this. It hurts his heart so much because the devotees are in his heart. You know, sarunam hridayam tvaham, he says, they are in my heart, the devotees. When devotees are offended, he takes it as it creates a pain in his heart. But even such bad things which might happen in the course of our life are forgiven when one chants the name of Radha. And Krishna thinks when someone says the name Radha, to give him the greatest gift, he thinks about it, that is service to the lotus feet of Radha. Who then can imagine the glory of a person who only thinks of serving you? So, two things. Offenses are forgiven by taking shelter at Radha's lotus feet, and Krishna begins to consider, maybe I should give him the greatest gift if he only chants the name Radha. Radha. Yeah, please do it with a little bit more heart, not like a mechanic mobile telephone computer, or so on, a little bit. Yes, this is how dear Krishna holds Radharani, that he thinks, I don't know how you are, when you have someone who's very dear to you and you find out that another person talks very nicely about that person who's dear to you, I think you feel just very engladdened, and you feel very close to that person. Oh, you know, it's commonly said, if you want to please a rich man, then you please his little son, you know. And then the rich man thinks, wow, he's so nice to my little boy. Everyone thinks he's a pain in the wherever, and he's a pain in the face, you know. But now he said something so nice to my little boy. Wow, I should consider he's a good person, you know. I've always found that out when I say nice things about the children. Oh, I have to do it really clever, that no one thinks I'm just saying it, you know. But if I say, then the grown-ups are extremely satisfied. This is this nature which we find amongst human beings is originating in God. When Krishna finds out that you say the name of Radha, Radha, in a very in a devotional mood, in an appreciative mood, he's ready to open the closed doors for you, so that you come to the next level. Srimati Radharani has various names, and tomorrow we will offer flowers to Radha. We have already installed everything for this. It will tomorrow very nice ceremony right after the lecture. I wouldn't miss it. We will chant the 108 names of Radharani together, and then during this time we will offer flowers to Radharani. Very beautiful ceremony is there. So one of her names, the 44th name in Raghunath Goswami's list, is Gyata Brindatavi Sarva Lata Taru Mrigadvija. It's a long name, no? Why not? A very nice name. She knows all the trees, all the deers, all the birds in Vrindavan. Now, as you all know, Krishna once wanted to make the glories of Radharani known to all the people of Vrindavan and then all the people of the world. And he arranged in his very, very loving but also Gupta hidden way that Radharani would be crowned the queen of Vrindavan. He arranged it. It's a very complicated way. He empowered his Yogamaya Shakti, Purnamasi, to become a voice in the sky, Akashvani. And this Akashvani, voice in the sky, said from the sky, tomorrow Radharani should be crowned the queen of Vrindavan. Wow, there was a pronouncement from the sky. We normally hear only the rumbling of clouds from the sky, but here was a clear, distinct voice. And in this way, if Krishna would have told it, Radha would say, no, I can't accept. But because it was an undisputable, also man konnte das nicht anzweifeln, voice from the sky, Radha had to accept. So there was a beautiful Abhishek ceremony. I do not have time now to go into the details. And during this Abhishek ceremony, a discussion took place at the site, you know, of the Abhishek ceremony, just almost like in a corridor, you know, in the forest. The wife of the sun god, Chaya, had interesting, Chaya means, sun god has two wives, and one is Chaya, the shadow. She met with Purnamasi, the great arranger of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And she said, I have a doubt. We see now this glorious ceremony where all the demigods have come, demigoddesses, all the wives of the great demigods are bathing Radha, but her kingdom is so small. I mean, if it's such a huge ceremony, and then the kingdom is only 40 miles, you know, this is not a proportionate ceremony. It is a little out of sync. So it's just over 40 miles, the kingdom. It's too small. She should be the queen of the universe. So Paunarmasi said, Jaya, you don't understand Vrindavan. In the old days, when Lord Brahma made a mistake to challenge Krishna, Krishna showed him how in one grain of dust, Vrindavan dust, the whole universe is there. So for a good queen, so Radharani is the queen of this. You know, when someone from Vrindavan phones me, says, Maharaj, I'm in Vrindavan, what should I bring you? Then I always say, I cannot, except one time I said some books which I needed, but I always say, bring me a little dust, that's enough, because then I have the whole universe and one piece of dust. It's a, what more do you, there's nothing more for the faithful person. So isn't it natural for a good queen to know all her subjects? You know, we hear that in Krishna's pastimes, the deers come and interact with Krishna. The bees come to Krishna and hum before Krishna. The birds come, they are great munis and rishis. All assist Krishna in his pastimes. And similarly, all the vines, the trees, the deer, the birds of Vrindavan assist Radharani. And she knows everyone. She communicates with every flower. Oh, flower G, and she might have a name for the flower because they are all individual souls. It's all full of individual souls there. Brilliant, brilliant souls serving in whatever capacity they do with whatever bodies. So therefore, her name is, she knows all the vines, trees, deer, birds, and birds. My dear devotees, if this is the case, don't you think she knows you also? Don't you think, if she is just so considerate by nature, that when a little calf is hurting at the little mouth, she will see the calf which is going, and she will put the calf under her arm and apply some turmeric to the wound so that there is no infection possible. Don't you think if this is her mood, that she will know you? You might think, Maharaj, I'm not worthy of Radharani's attention. I'm not like those souls in Vrindavan. But if you think like this, you have not totally understood the nature of Radharani, which Raghunath Das Goswami will describe in the 66th name, Karuna Vidravat Deha. She whose body melts with compassion. Now, normally, you know, compassion is an emotion that moves your heart, no? When you feel some compassion for a person who's poor or who needs help or who is distressed, it's something which moves your heart. Gokrishna and myself, we were walking, and then we heard, we were doing japa, japa walk, and then we heard on the, this was in the forest, and there is a sport area in our forest where we live, and we heard a real distressful crying of a child, and immediately we felt something in our heart. We discontinued our japa, and we immediately ran to that place where we heard the little child crying. But then we saw that the mother was just nearby, but we had not seen her. She was behind a hedge and a hecke. So then we said, no need, mother's there, no need for us. We don't know, wouldn't know so much how to take care anyways. So the compassion is something that melts the heart normally. But in great personalities, their hearts are their bodies, and their bodies is their heart. Their bodies also melt. In Jagannath Puri, 11 kilometers outside, you find that one stone where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the great ecstasy of love of God, had fallen and melted the stone because of the heat of his whole body, not just his heart. And there are this, you know, these indents, these Einbuchtungen. So Radharani's whole, her heart is melting with compassion, but also her whole body. Prabhupada wrote about this, I think. Srimati Radharani, he wrote, is a tender-hearted, means soft-hearted, feminine counterpart, this weibliche Gegenpart, of the Supreme Whole, and she resembles the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature. You know, the feminine nature is caring. Normally, women don't cause wars. Normally, they don't go to war. They are sometimes they are also very women with very masculine traits. But the feminine nature is more caring, maintaining life, giving life, you know, giving and so on. So that what you see here in this world, that that good nature of the female nature, that if you take this 1,000 times more to the perfectional stage, then you have what is Radharani's care. She loves those, especially she showers those with her affection and her love, who sincerely want to obtain Krishna's mercy. She cannot keep herself in the distance. That is not her nature. So she has different qualities, which make Krishna very, 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 very moved for her. Krishna is, says to Radharani, I live only for you, O Radha. So there is a song by Govinda Das about Krishna, which shows how much Radha is close to Krishna. In the song, Govinda Das describes a scene. He sings like an old bard about a scene. Radharani is there, sitting with some of her Sakhi girl companions, and they sit amongst ladies, and they wait. They wait for someone to bring news of Krishna. So finally, at the end of a long waiting period, one duty comes. Duty means a messenger who was sent out earlier that morning by Radharani. And she says, she's out of breath. She offers her obeisances to Radharani and she says, "These are the news of Kanhu." Kanhu is the name of Krishna, Kanhaiya. Kanhu, Kanhaiya. This is the news of Kanhu. He murmured day and night, "Ra." And he can't even get to the syllable "da." What says Radharani? Yes, he only says "ra, ra, ra." He wants to say "Radha," but when he is half through, he is already so overwhelmed he can't finish. Hare Krishna, very good. So, what else does he do? What have you seen? Well, says the duty, he cries and he rolls on the ground. Radharani, there are thousands of beautiful and sweet gopis around him who try to console him, but he can only say, "Radha, please understand this and go to him and destroy his sufferings." This messenger comes at a very important time because Radharani has, due to Krishna's independent nature, decided to never talk with him again. This happens in matters of transcendental love. And she is sulky. She has just given away all her black clothes, which remind him of her of Krishna, because Krishna didn't show up the night before at an appointment which they made, and he was found somewhere else. So Radharani says, "Enough is enough. I will not have anything to do with this black person. I will not have anything to do with black things. Take my black saris away. They're given away for free." And she does not use black kajal, eyeliner. No, it's too black. It reminds her of Krishna. And then it's so close to the eyes. Unacceptable. She gives away her shilas. Woo! Black shalagam shilas. She has asked someone to paint all the black tamal trees white. Yeah, but says Krishna, but she's walking under the sky and she will see the bluish sky. No, Radha has a white umbrella for this. She doesn't see no sky. This way, Radha Krishna is totally in this situation where he knows my life is useless without Radharani. I cannot even live without her, and therefore he tries to chant her name, but he's so moved to tears that he rolls on the ground. "I made a big mistake. Why am I doing this? I can't live with myself any longer like this." So Prabhupada says, Radha is so great. You know, the whole world is attracted to God. The whole world talks about God in some ways. But Radha is so great, Prabhupada says, she attracts even Krishna. Therefore, she is the greatest. In Vrindavan, therefore, people are accustomed to chant Radha's name more than Krishna's. They always say, "Jai Radhe." Yes. Prabhupada closes, yes. If you want Krishna's favor is gunst, no? just try to please Radharani. This is the way. I think when we are seriously considering to approach Krishna, we will think, what is the best way that leads to success? That is only normal that we do this. But there is in us souls, conditioned souls, always a voice, always an impulse that wants to pull us the other way. It's the voice of this constructed identity, or a word which you know in your language, our ego. You know, the sense of I. I am this, and this is my body, this is my interest, this is my project. This is my name, this is my web page, or Facebook, or Instagram. I know everything. So we are very much invested in this type of constructed personality. And we know that there is another equally strong, but not such so loud voice in us. That other voice is the voice of the soul, which is not satisfied with the pleasures of the world, the promises of the world, the hopes of the world. It has always this feeling there is something more. There is a better version of myself than the version which I live now. I know it. There is a more peaceful version of myself, a more generous, a more happy version of myself. And there is also Krishna, there's also God there. I know this, I feel it, I feel we have a relationship, but it is a voice which often gets drowned out, also in Deutsch übertönt, by the voices of this world, by the voices of the other personality, the I and mine centered personality. I think the greatest discovery in a person's, let us say, life is when he understands he's not alone in his house. In other words, he's not alone in the body. There's another, more bigger self, bigger person, greater person, and yet another greater personality. There's the soul and there's God. And as you become aware of this, you need to see, how can I make this person, this greater personality, I'm speaking now of the soul, more influential, more strong, more nourished, more, I would say, prominent in my life, even. No, prominent heißt mehr, dass sie mehr auftritt, mehr die Rolle, das Sagen übernimmt in meinem Leben. That is a very important consideration. Otherwise, we might hear these highest expressions of spirituality, and it just goes into one ear and out of the other, and we do not relate it to our existence here in this world. My dear devotees, spiritual life starts again and again and again from the simple awakening to the fact that I'm a part of Krishna and I only belong to Him. If you awaken to this realization. On a Saturday or Sunday, I will give a lecture to people who are very much, who are not very close to Krishna consciousness, but who are remarkably open for spiritual life. And I will ask them, please tell me what happens when you are awakening. What happens when you move from one type of consciousness, the dreamful state of consciousness or the sleeping state, to the awakening state? What happens in your personality, in your thinking, in your try to be a little thoughtful about it. You do it every morning, you might as well think about it a little bit. And when people begin to understand there is something like an awakening in their lives, which they do every morning, then they can also begin to understand that there is an awakening of the soul. My dear devotees, movements are very good. They help, they organize our days, they give us an opportunity to serve. They are very good in structuring of, you know, spiritual things like, you know, without a movement we wouldn't be able to gather in such a beautiful temple, which is has such a beautiful atmosphere where we feel so close each time we come to Radha and Krishna. They are very good, but everything which appears in this world is not only good. It has the opposites in it, dualities. There is a danger in a movement that you stop awakening, that you stay on one level before you have reached the state of being fully awakened. That's a great, great danger if you are not careful, because you think, oh, I'm in the train of the movement. The train will bring me back to Godhead. Just stay in the Hare Krishna movement, just like you stay in the train, and you will come to Frankfurt. Hare Krishna. This is a... If you think like this, my dear devotees, think of the history of the Hare Krishna movement, and you will see it did not work for 90% of the people. So you have to think of coming closer to that other center every day. Then surrender will be easy. Then your next steps will show themselves very brilliantly. But if you only stay in the center and in the Erdanziehungskraft, the gravitational force of the ego center, you will not be able to come closer to Radharani. You will not enter the entirely blissful world of Goloka Vrindavan. That will not be possible for you. It will be... But the moment you want to awake, oh yes, Radha and Krishna, we have a relationship. I know I'm often illusioned by this material in my life in this world. I'm often getting lost in the duties which I have to take care of. Dressing, cleaning my body, eating, oh, sleeping or overcoming my insomnia, meine Schlaflosigkeit, you know, and so on. Yoga I have to do. I'm so fat on my belly. It's a scandal. And so on. If you always are in this in the gravitational force of the false ego, ooh, then Radha Kund is far away from you. Far away. And those who stay at Radha Kund, who are still in the gravitational force of the ego, are miles, light years away from Radha Kund. Radha Kund is something else. The place of Radha and Krishna's intimate pastimes are reserved for those who really wish to go away from the ego and see themselves as souls, part and parcel of Radha and Krishna, and who want to offer service there. Krishna. I'm saying Radha Kund because this picture is on the way to Radha Kund. It's Kusum Sarova. We will go there. We need this tomorrow, this place. This is the place where the flowers grow. Kusum means flower. It's the flower lake. Tomorrow we will do a wonderful meditation. So I request you now, all of us, oops, what is going on the altar? Wonderful. Damodar Priya, darf ich dich ganz kurz fragen, was machst du da? Also, es ist schön, ich will nur, sag doch. Ihr bereitet die Adivas vor. Das heißt, ihr seid da in Vorbereitung in Begriffen. Super. Ja, das schaffen wir. Also, ja, ich bin gerade am Ende. Also, I just wanted to know. Mach das bitte so leise, so tiptoe, nicht? Weil wir jetzt meditieren. So I request everyone to move a little bit forward, because we will do some meditation and we need to create a field of Krishna consciousness here. Vasudev. Sprichst du Deutsch, Vasudev? Parle Tedesco. Tedesco ist wieder was anderes. Was ist German? German Tourist, wusste ich mal. Germanitskis, nicht? Na, das ist Russisch. This jet. So who of you, what was the language I was speaking in? Was it German or did I speak in English? English. It's all the same. All right, so Yes. My dear devotees, I request you to sit straight. We will just do a short smaranam. Smaranam means remembering, meditating. We have all come from various places. I think we are all still a little bit maybe tired from the journey, or we've just arrived. But I request you now to really arrive. Collect yourself a little bit. It helps very much if you just think for a moment that you are the greater person, the person inside, a soul. I request you to breathe in and out through your heart. What is that, you might ask? Well, when you breathe in, try to visualize that the energy which is there in the breath comes through your heart. That is what it means to breathe in with your heart. Just imagine to breathe in with your heart and out through your heart. As you breathe in through your heart, feel how your chest and the rest of your body rises a little bit, and when you breathe out through the heart, the chest, the rest of the body just comes more together. Focus your attention on breathing in through the heart. And breathing out through the heart. Wow, as I'm doing it, I can see here many few heavy hearts amongst us. You have felt pain. Put this away. For now, be present. If you need to forgive someone or something, a situation, do it. You want to be free for this meditation. Breathe in through your heart. Breathe out through your heart. Breathe in through the heart. breathe out through the heart. As you continue to do this, I will read to you a text from Nectar of Devotion, and then I will ask you to do something. This text comes in the chapter called Attracting Krishna. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. And the devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. Bhakti or devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. Because such devotional service is under the control of the internal potency of Krishna, Radharani. Devotional service attracts even Krishna himself. Do some devotional service, please, now for Radharani. Offer her in your mind something. It may be a flower. It may be a beautiful temple. But it could also be your own self. And end this meditation by thinking of something you feel grateful for. Continue to breathe in through your heart. Continue to feel how you widen each time and bring the feeling of gratitude to Radharani into this space. Krishna Oh.
Ramo, Ramo. Krishna, Krishna, oh, Hare, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe.
Radha, Krishna Radha. So, Hare Krishna. I wish you a very, very rewarding experience on Radhastami. May we all who've come here together in the forest of Germany get a little mercy, a little Kripa Shakti from Karunamayi Radhe, whose whole existence is melting with Karuna, or boundless compassion. Thank you very much for attending this.